Today's episode is brought to you by Canva. We're all looking for ways to make an impact at work, but not all of us are skilled in visual design. Canva helps you get your point across, simply and beautifully. It's easy to design Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, and videos. You start with a designer-made template and customize it with your content. Plus, add graphics, charts, and more from Canva's massive media library. Whatever department you work in, Canva is perfect for any task. Sales decks, hiring docs, marketing brainstorms, employee videos, you name it. Anyone at work can design with Canva. Start designing today at canva.com. Designed for work.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hey, it's Will Friedle.
And Sabrina Bryan.
And we're the hosts of the new podcast, Magical Rewind.
You may know us from some of your favorite childhood TV movies, like My Date with the President's Daughter.
And the Cheetah Girls movies.
Together, we're sitting down to watch all the movies you grew up with and chat with some of your favorite stars and crew that made these iconic movies happen.
So kick back, grab your popcorn, and join us. Listen to Magical Rewind on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Brought to you by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
This episode is brought to you by Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast. When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hears from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Brainstuff, a production of iHeartRadio.
Hey, Brainstuff, I'm Lauren Vogelbaum, and today's episode is a classic from our erstwhile host, Christian Sager. The topic, what is synesthesia and how does it work?
Hey, Brainstuff, it's Christian Sager. Have you ever heard a color or smelled a sound? If so, don't worry, you are not alone. Instead, you're part of a group I consider superpowered. You have synesthesia, or you've done some crazy drugs, and maybe that's a different episode. But when people with synesthesia experience input from one sense, it results in the experience of another sense. So if you're a synesthete, like author Vladimir Nabokov, you would associate letters with colors. Grapheme color synesthesia. That's what it's called. And there are different types of synesthesia. Nabokov called his color hearing. This grapheme color stuff is the most common type, but synesthesia can occur between just about any combination of senses or cognitive pathways. And not everyone will experience the same type of synesthesia the same way. So while the soft ah sound always seems like fire engine red to one synesthete, it may be cobalt blue for others. Some people with this condition see music, which sounds kind of beautiful when you think about it. There are less common types, such as lexical gustatory synesthesia. People with this condition taste certain flavors, dishes, or entire meals based on a picture, word, or sound. Smells could have colors and shapes too. The list goes on. There's mirror touch synesthesia, ordinal linguistic personification, and number form, where a person sees numbers as a distinct map. So this is all fascinating, but how do people get it? Researchers are still working on that one, but they believe the condition tends to be somewhat inherited or genetic, as about 40% of synesthetes have a close relative with synesthesia. Most synesthetes recall having the condition for as long as they can remember. It might sound like people have made mnemonic connections with sounds, colors, or so on, but research shows it is a genuine sensory phenomenon rather than a memory exercise. For example, if we drew the number 5 all over a piece of paper, scattered with a few twos forming a triangle, most people would have a hard time seeing it. They'd have to look closely to search for the twos and then slowly construct the shape. But a grapheme color synesthete can see this triangle almost instantly. Researchers think that synesthesia is a kind of cross-wiring in the brain. In grapheme color synesthetes, seeing a number stimulates your grapheme region and the area of your visual cortex that responds to color stimuli. One theory is that there are increased neural connections in the brain of synesthetes that could have been the result of less neural pruning, that's what they call it, neural pruning while in utero. Even cooler is that there might be actual anatomical differences in the brains of synesthetes, like increased white and gray matter in their brains. One bit of sad news for all the non-synesthetes out there, although one study did find that some exposure to color letters built up their association, the effect didn't last. So people can't just catch synesthesia. But hey, it's not like all the synesthetes have a great time. It can be uncomfortable to see a number in the wrong color. And one lexical gustatory synesthete said that if a certain name doesn't taste right to him, he has a hard time liking the person it's attached to. And it's time to talk about drugs. Don't act like you didn't know this was coming. Hallucinogens might be one way that synesthesia can be manufactured. Several drugs can produce vivid synesthesia in non-synesthetes, which might be a key to understanding the condition. One researcher has posited that in non-synesthetes, information in a multisensory area travels back easily to its single sense area, but in synesthetes, it gets a bit mixed up along the way. Hallucinogens may temporarily alter the user's neurochemistry, confusing those existing connections. I mean, let's face it, going to a concert might be pretty amazing for people with visually associated synesthesia.
Today's episode was written by Ben Bolin and produced by Tyler Klang. The Brain Stuff is a production of iHeartRadio's How Stuff Works. For more on this and lots of other topics, visit our home planet, howstuffworks.com. And for more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.